all had a smile so jolly, it seemed to light up the night.
Don't ye worry, miss. They am only little, but them exceedingly mighty. Oh, by the way, do we bees clecking little pieces of wee greeny cloth?
Mira felt her curiosity aroused.
Yes, I am collecting little pieces of cloth. Have you got one?
Brawl produced the object from inside her sleeve.
I find it there, son, stuck to wee battlement some while ago.
It was a green homespun strip, still smelling faintly of lilac. Mira read the writing on it. Whittigal.
Be'est any good to wee, miss?
Mira blinked absent-mindedly.
What? Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Brawl.
Brawl helped Fillon to serve the food as they trundled the trolley around the ramparts. Fillon looked down to the gatehouse wall steps where her daughter was sitting, studying something.
I thought Mira was going to help us serve. What's she doing sitting down there in the dark?
Formal Brawl busied herself with the cabbage and fennel pasties.
Oh, leave her be, missus. She am looking at one of the old greeny cloths I finded up yure.
From out of nowhere, Fwell landed at Mira's side. She peered over the ottomade's shoulder.
Found another of your cloth puzzles, eh?
Mira shook the fabric under Fwell's nose.
Formal Brawl found it not long ago, stuck to a battlement. It says Uitigal. Now I've got four cloths and I don't know what even one of them means. But there's an even greater puzzle, Fwell. This cloth couldn't have stayed stuck to a battlement all those seasons since Abba's song was alive. It would have rotted or blown away ages ago. The riddle may be an ancient and mysterious one, but I've been thinking hard about it and I've come up with something. Listen to this. The first two pieces we found could have lain there since the time of Abba's song. One was inside the bell tower, high and dry on the beam. The other was part of an infirmary coverlet. However, look at these last two scraps of cloth. One was found by Cregor, out in the open by the east wall gate. The other was found by Brill up on the wall top, again out in the open. Neither of the outside cloths could have survived the sun, wind, snow, ice and rains of many seasons. So what does that tell us, my friend?
Fwell caught on immediately. Her tail whirled excitedly.
Some beast in the abbey is putting them there, right?
Mira gripped Fwell's paw and squeezed them.
Exactly. We're going to keep our eyes open from now on, Fwell, because whoever it is holds the key to this whole mystery.
Fillon came down the wall steps to find Mira and Fwell whirling each other round, chanting sing-song style.
Hit-a-gall, pit-a-gall, wit-a-gall, wit-a-gall, hit-a-gall, pit-a-gall, wit-a-gall, wit-a-gall.
Mira, what have I told you, miss?
Fillon whispered urgently.
Redwallers are watching you. Think of your responsibilities.
The ottomade halted momentarily and smiled impudently.
Borab's a commander, and if he can go around saying A and B, the C of D, what, then I'm allowed a bit of fun too. Besides, I'm younger than him. Come on, Fwell, I'm enjoying this.
The squiddle maid and ottomade started whirling around again.
Hit-a-gall, pit-a-gall, wit-a-gall, wit-a-gall.
Fillon relented. She helped Brawl push the empty trolley back to the abbey, smiling and shaking her head.
Just look at those two young'uns, mad as March hares.
Brawl nodded admiringly as she watched the performance.
Oh, bless ye good hearts, missus. They am only young once. I could dance like that once. Wish I could now. I'm girtly fattied. My dancing days be long done.